Now, a public citizen report shows that lobbyists connected to President Trump are securing billions of dollars for their own clients. And for more, we turn to one of the co-authors of this report, Taylor Lincoln, Director of Research at Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. Taylor, thanks for making some time for us. Help us with some perspective here in terms of scope. If I've got this right, you have found at least 40 lobbyists connected to the president are lobbying for COVID-19-related aid.
That's exactly right. It's 40 lobbyists who were either on his campaign, they were on his transition that set up his administration, they worked for his scandal-ridden inauguration committee, or they worked in his administration, or they're raising money for him. Roughly speaking, equal doses of all of those.
Is there a theme to the types of industries and businesses that they represent that ended up getting the relief funds?
Well, there's an awful lot. We found nearly 15 healthcare companies that are specifically making, trying to make a COVID vaccine, or who make COVID potential COVID therapeutics, or which make COVID tests. So those are right on the money on addressing the COVID crisis. And then a number of others make sort of ancillary health products like misting sprays and so forth that are meant to, kill germs for COVID or do other things that are meant to deter COVID. Or they're trying to sell the government and hospitals artificial intelligence products that will help them anticipate the demand and assorted other related elements to the pandemic itself. And then there's a whole bunch of companies that make things that are in some ways affected, as we all are, by the pandemic, and they're seeking special favors from the government, such as being named as an essential industry so they can keep their doors open and all sorts of other things.
There's sort of an ironic twist to this story, as I see it, that you folks are calling for an investigation into at least five lobbyists who you believe have violated an executive order that Mr. Trump himself signed in January of 2017. That was part of a pledge to drain the swamp.
That's exactly right. And so your listeners will probably remember that in the late days of Trump's campaign, he said the case for his presidency was that I was going to drain the swamp. And some people may have taken that seriously. And he did sign an executive order 7 days into his presidency that laid out rules for people who are leaving the administration. And to add to your irony, one of the lobbyists that we think may have violated the executive order is a woman named Shannon McGann, and she is the wife of Don McGann, who is the White House counsel, who we believe wrote that executive order. And lobbying disclosure forms that are required by the government aren't that precise, but these forms that we found showed these lobbyists, in conjunction with other lobbyists at their firms, doing things that would violate the executive order, such as lobbying the agency that they previously worked at, or lobbying anywhere in the White House, which was prohibited by the executive order, either for 5 years or for the duration of the administration. And so we definitely think that more investigation is warranted into this, especially because the executive order not only talks about if you contacted the government directly, but also if you had to do with supervising lobbyists who did so. And two of the lobbyists that we complain about, or we raise questions about, including Ms. McGann, run their firm's lobbying operations, and it would be hard to believe that they're not involved in those lobbying activities.
Taylor Lincoln is Director of Research at Public Citizens Congress Watch Division.